Hey folks, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency, and you are listening to a new episode of Successfully Funded. Here we go. Let's turn it up.
Turn it up.
Yeah! All right, crowdfunders, how is everybody doing out there in the wonderful land of crowdfunding? If this is your first time, welcome to an episode. We've done a lot of them, but I am your host, Jeff Wenzel. I am the CEO of a crowdfunding agency called Woodshed Agency, and we specialize in doing crowdfunding. I like to say it's the biggest tool in our toolbox. How about that? Yeah, that's a good one-liner. But that's what we do. We focus on crowdfunding, and this podcast is me talking to project creators while they're in the middle of a campaign. So, and that can be whether they're doing a reward-based crowdfunding campaign or like my conversation today where we're going to be talking with Darius Gradbury from the campaign LeakSwipe, and they're in the middle of a campaign right now. They're over on Start Engine, and they've got an amazing app to help with fantasy football and collecting money and making lives of commissioners much easier. So that conversation's coming up in just a moment. If you are somebody who's out there running a campaign and you would like to possibly be on the show, send me an email, jeff@woodshed.agency. All right, what else is going on around here? Well, we got the kids back in school. We're kind of getting back in that groove. Big news is the Woodshed Agency, we're going to be moving into a new office space, which means we might have some more time to do podcasts. I might actually have my own space to knock these things out a little bit more consistently. So we're getting ready to move into the space. It's downtown Farmington, Michigan, where we live here, which is going to be great. We're going to have a nice office and a little bit of a flex co-workspace in the front of the building. So I'm super excited. You know, we're kind of getting our ducks in a row in terms of budgeting and what do we need desk wise and that sort of stuff. Which is nice for us. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff left over from the studio days, so we don't have to make a huge investment to get in there. But we still want to make sure that it looks nice, and you know, we have a spot where people can come, and if we need to meet with people, we'll have that. You know, we'll have a location. The other nice thing too is that this is going to give us an opportunity to have a little bit more public events. You know, that's sort of always been in the DNA of anything that I've worked on, is trying to have sort of an education component mixed in with a little bit of lead generation. So the first Tuesday of every month, we're going to be having an event at the space. And that's going to be built around having companies pitch or do practice pitches, I should say, for investment. We're going to be doing tutorials on how crowdfunding works and things that you can do. We're going to show you how to do Facebook ads and how to monetize them. We're going to break down some cool tools that I use. A lot of stuff. So that's always going to be like the first Tuesday of every month in our space. So if you are a resident or you live somewhere in the area here, obviously make sure you're checking out the event calendar and staying up to speed on that. But that's going to be coming up. So a lot of cool stuff here. Coming down the pipeline. But you know, with kids back in school, we've got all kinds of new stuff going on around here. You know, like I said, getting in the routine, we've got fall coming. We've got our movie nights. We're going to have a movie night here in a couple weeks. We're talking today about maybe playing Toy Story 4. We do these on the garage, and we invite the whole neighborhood to come in and watch a movie. Hold on. We're going to hear something here in just a second here. Hold on 1 second. My wife's going to be walking, and she just dropped the kids off. So hold on. She's going to open a door here in a second. There it is. There she is. Say hello. We're trying to do a podcast episode. Say hello. I don't have the red light. Maybe in the new space we'll get a red light that, hey, there might be some recording going on. Never enough time, right? But yeah, so that's what's been going on. So just to recap, we're going to be having a lot of events in the new space. Those are always the first Tuesday of every month, and then peppered out throughout the month, we'll have some other nights. So make sure you're going to woodshed.agency and clicking on the events page and seeing what we've got going on. All right. Why don't we go ahead and kick into my interview here? Before we do that, got some housekeeping things to do. If you're a fan of Successfully Funded, make sure you go over to wherever you're getting this podcast. Leave us a review. Tell us that you like it. Tell us that, hey, I appreciate what you guys are doing. That always helps. Also, make sure you subscribe. If this is your first time, hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll be getting these periodically when they come out. And make sure you follow us on the old social media stuff. Anything Woodshed Agency, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can follow Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel on all those accounts as well. All right, let's go ahead and kick my conversation with Darius. Let's talk about LeakSwipe and his campaign over on Start Engine.
It's been 55 days and my
is on. So this is typically when all the pressure starts to set in and people get really nervous and they're like, you know what, I'm good with the podcast. So that's well, before we jump right into it, let's do a quick sound check. Why don't you tell my listeners what you had for breakfast this morning?
For breakfast this morning, I had a cup of coffee, some Belvita.
Okay. That's the cheese, that's right?
No, it's little crackers.
Oh, okay.
Like cinnamon sugar crackers.
Oh, nice.
I dip them in my coffee, make them soft. Okay. And I eat
nice.
Them.
Nice. What's the what's in the coffee? Is it just a black? You got the cream sugar? What are you throwing all in that coffee there? Special coffees?
No. So I picked up some Dunkin' Donut coffee yesterday, the hazelnut, and okay. I threw some French vanilla creamer in there this morning. So. Sounds I usually good. Take it black, but I'd store a little creamer in there this morning.
Just a little bit of Monday flavor, huh? Just a touch.
A little Monday flavor, you know, nice. As I get my children off to school.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right. Well, I think we're sounding good. Why don't we jump right into it here? So, Darius, why don't you tell my listeners what you are raising money for over on the platform Start Engine right now?
Absolutely. So, listeners, I am a huge fantasy sports player. I've been playing fantasy for 25 years. I know I sound young. I look young if you can see me, but I've been playing for 25 plus years. And I'm sick of the way you collect money. I'm sick of hounding my deadbeat friends for money. And I'm sick of never being paid when I win all these leagues that I'm in. So I endeavor to create a better way to manage money in fantasy sports. And that better way is called League Swipe. So I'm raising money for League Swipe. It's the e-wallet for fantasy sports. It allows you to collect, store, and pay out winnings in fantasy sports. We make it as easy as Venmo makes it to pay your friends for Taco Tuesday. That's what we're doing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So is this an app that anybody can get right now? Where's kind of where are you in the process of this?
Yeah, so it's a web application right now. You can go to www.leagueswipe.com and check us out. It's a cool web app. You can download it. It's in beta. Mm-hmm. We've been beta testing it for the last 6 to 9 months. We have, you know, several users who really love it. So you can go check it out. We haven't launched in the app stores yet. We are raising capital now for further development of the MVP and the next iteration of the platform, which will be a native app for both iOS and Android. So we're looking to launch that in the course of the next 3 months.
Nice. Nice. Very cool. Very, very cool. So, you know, I mean, you mentioned some of the pain points and how you got to this, but it feels like that this is a big play, right? Like everybody in the world is playing fantasy football, right?
Yeah.
You know, I even for my son's 8, and we're doing our first joint fantasy football this year. You know, I got him into it. He's a stats monster, right? You know, he's breaking down 1970s Pittsburgh Steelers teams. And I'm like, all right,
that's hilarious,
or something else. So he's all into it right now. You know, but where in the sort of journey as you're going through that do you go, I'm going to go ahead and take on these nuisances that we've all experienced. Everything you just mentioned, we've all experienced it. Fantasy football. But how do you feel like I'm going to go ahead and change this? I'm going to fix these things as opposed to like CBS fixing it or, you know, Yahoo Sports or whatever it is. Yeah. You know, how do you decide that you want to fix it?
So first, I think Yahoo, CBS, ESPN, and all those guys, they are fine with offering games. The newest and latest games, right? They want users playing games on their platforms. They're happy with that. I think they're less concerned with the administration that goes along with running a fantasy league, right? I mean, they've solved one of the problems, which is drafting your teams, keeping track of the stats of your teams and all of that. But the money management aspect, they haven't fully addressed.
Right.
And I don't think they want to address it. I don't, that's not their specialty. Mm-hmm. You know, they save that for the guys like PayPal to come in and add the payment functionality. And I thought about it when I started this journey, I was like, you know, I've been playing for a long time. I know the pain points. I saw all the DFS commercials. I saw FanDuel and DraftKings being advertised all over the place. They told me that I could be a millionaire if I play their games. And I was like, wow, I've been playing this for a long time. Never did I believe that I could become a millionaire. So I thought to myself, why don't I create the next great game?
Right. And what is that? And what for you, what was that like first step out of the gate? I mean, so even if you go, all right, I got the idea here. I'm going to do it.
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do. Google this, YouTube it, you know, what happens after that?
So I was like, let me create the next great game. And I started thinking, I'm like, well, what is the next great game? DFS has been around for a little while. And, you know, it gained a huge amount of popularity when FanDuel and DraftKings became, you know, they got funded by the NFL, NBA, by large private equity. So a lot of people start knowing, you know, a lot of people now know about the game. And just like you said, if I do create a next game, how do I keep CBS and NFL and ESPN off my back? They could just come out and create it. So I was like, I don't want to do that. I've been playing fantasy for a long time. I've been playing video games for a long time. And I know the games come and go, but very rarely does a new like video game system come along and you know, threaten a PlayStation, an Xbox, or a Nintendo, right? So right. I determined then I want it to be like the console and not the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
Let me build something that's more infrastructure for the fantasy sports world, right? So at the same time, that's when I was starting. This was like in August of 2015, the same time I was getting ready for all these different leagues. And the commissioners in the leagues were calling me, saying, hey, pay in. And I'm the commissioner of several leagues. I'm calling people. I was like, this is the pain point I want to solve, right? So let me figure out how to solve it. And to your question, how do I do this? I Googled it. I'm like, what is out here solving this problem? And what I saw was, again, some solutions that provided some solutions that solve some of the problems, but not all the problems, and not in what I felt were not very creative ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I started drafting out what I thought a more ideal solution would look like. Then I called a guy who I thought he built a technology and sold it for a lot of money. He was a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me start with this guy because he'll know who to contact to help me build this thing. So anyway, I got in contact with this guy. Turns out he didn't build the technology, but he knew the people that build technology. So he introduced me to an offshore tech team, and the fun began.
That's nice.
That's how I got started. Yeah.
Now, what's, you know, when you're working on a project, I think of this sort of scope and scale, what's something that keeps you up at night? What's like the biggest pain point? I think I'm going to say actually outside of like capital, because I think everybody would want capital, right?
That's
everybody,
where I was going to start.
Yeah, but everybody wants that, right? Everybody could use more of that, but maybe more internally to a project like this when you're designing a sports app. Is it licensing? But what is the thing that, like, you know, you see that if we got over this hump, we are good to go?
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Capital. I think number two on that list is users.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adoption. How do I grow this thing? How do I get enough eyeballs on it? How do I get people excited about it and using it on a daily? Right. So that keeps me up at night. How do I drive people to it? But for me personally, it's outside of users and capital, it's technology. How do I build this thing the right way? So again, that the users who use it love it and that it's scalable. I'm a non-tech founder. So over the course of the last 3 years, I learned more about, you know, setting up servers on AWS and getting people access to Git than I ever thought I would learn.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time, there's been a lot of sleepless nights trying to determine how do I make sure my technology is protected and built in a way that's scalable. Mm-hmm. So I've had interim CTOs along the way, along this journey, and I'm spending a lot of time vetting potential full-time CTOs for the project. I have some really, I mean, great technical partners, some people that are very well known in the fantasy sports space that's working on the project. But now I'm looking to bring someone in internal to be the lead to handle that process. I spent a lot of time on product development, and I want to spend more time on business development. So those sleepless nights where I stay up thinking about code and API integrations, I want to put that on somebody else and let me worry about making the contacts in the sports world that I need to grow the brand.
Now, do you, for, I guess I'm a little, I don't know this answer, but do you have to have licensing deals with fantasy football or anything like that for your type of product?
Nope. So we're outside. We're not offering a game. What we're offering is ease of managing the money that moves within fantasy. Right. Yeah. So there's no licensing needed to do that. Similar to Venmo, right? Where you're transferring peer to peer. We offer those capabilities, but we also offer the ability to house money indefinitely. Mm-hmm. So we're platform agnostic, right? So we don't have to have a license agreement with any of the fantasy platform providers. We just want people who play fantasy for money to use our platform to house it and store it. Now, long term, we want to partner with the fantasy platform providers like a Yahoo and a ESPN to handle the money management that happens with people that utilize their league. So that's definitely what we're intending to do. That's not far off. I want people who play on other platforms, when they go to the platform and they want to play in a cash league where they're collecting money, I want them to see the league swipe logo. I want them to see that this fantasy platform is being powered by League Swipe's money management system. And I want them to be happy to see that, because I want it to be the trusted brand in fantasy for handling that, the money management. And it's beyond just housing money for, you know, the pay-ins and payouts. I mean, fantasy is much more dynamic now than it used to be. So the current solutions are more escrow services. Hey, throw us put the $1,000 in our bank and we'll hold it for the 16 weeks of the fantasy football season. Then you tell us where it goes. Fantasy is much more dynamic now, right? You got auction leagues.
Yeah, auction leagues. That's what I'm thinking about.
You got people paying for free agents. Yep. You got weekly payouts. You got people who are managing this using Excel spreadsheet, and then at the end of the year, they're trying to settle up. Mm-hmm. There's technology available that allows you to do that real time, and League Swipe is putting that technology along with the money management platform together to make it easy and convenient for the fantasy sports universe.
That's cool. Now, do you have to follow like bank regulations, or are you in that sort of bubble?
That's part of it. Yeah. And that's part of why people stay away from it. There's KYC, AML laws, all that stuff that I now know that we have payment partners that help us navigate those waters. But my background, I spent 10 years in private equity. I was the former CFO of a billion-dollar private equity fund, and I was like the co-compliance officer. So we're SEC regulated. Yeah. So navigating those waters aren't new to me.
Right.
I'm good with it. I know how to navigate those waters. So, and that was part of the reason why this project appealed to me. One, I mean, I have a passion for fantasy sports. I've been playing for a long time. Of course, I'm an ex-athlete, and fantasy for us as athletes is sort of a way to stay competitive and, you know, beat up on our friends. But also the whole money management aspect. I told you I was in private equity. I'm also a CPA, so I'm an accountant by trade. So it's just in my DNA to to have to know where money is housed and right. how it's moving. You know, I see it as a big T account, you know, the right. ledger system that I'm creating. So it's really a marriage of my passion for sports and my expertise in money management that led me to create League Swipe.
Nice. Are you going to win this week's for one of your teams? You got it.
Oh yeah. I had Sammy Watkins.
Oh yeah, he put up some points yesterday.
He put up some points, man. I had him. I picked up Mark Andrews out of Baltimore. He threw up some points for me. So
well, they threw up a lot of points yesterday.
They did. They did.
Anybody on the Ravens?
I think everybody on the RG3 put up points.
I saw that too. When he went down, when he scrolled across the bottom, I'm like, did they put him as a running back or something?
I know.
How did he get points?
No. He had like a perfect QB rating.
I know.
Crazy, man.
I didn't even know he was in the league, actually.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So what does kind of the next year or so look like? What are some, you know, you kind of mentioned a little bit, but what would be sort of like a big plan and maybe what's some of the smaller plans that you're hoping to sort of get done in the next, you know, 2 to 3 months or so?
Our big plan is brand awareness. I want to get League Swipe in front of every fantasy player in the universe, and I want them to know the brand. I want them to understand that we're building this for them to make their lives easier. And we plan to do that by building a product that they love. So over the next, you know, 12 months, we're going to develop, we're going to listen to our users, and we're going to iterate appropriately. Over the last 12 months, we've gotten significant feedback, significant input from the user base, and we're planning to develop the next iteration of League Swipe based on that feedback. And it's some really cool stuff. I think people are really going to love it. If you go over to our Start Engine page and look at the updates, I gave some insight and a snapshot into some of the things we're gonna do with the next iteration of League Swipe. But you know, our big plan is to develop and market League Swipe heavily and get as many people on the platform using it daily and loving it. We're gonna integrate or offer some real premium content. We're working on that partnership now to our users. And we're also looking at introducing a marketplace so that we can really add additional benefit to our users, right? Sure. We want membership to have its privileges. When you become a League Swipe member, I want you to feel privileged. You become an owner in a league and take advantage of that by offering some real cool discounts and access to premium services to our users. So, yeah, over the next 12 months, man, get it out in front of people, get people loving it, develop, market and market.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How about, you know, it's challenging, but what does like 5 years look like? I mean, is it something that you see fantasy sports continuing to get bigger and bigger? Does it move into more sports? Are we all moving money on systems like you're building right now? And we're, Like put your genie hat on and throw the ball out 5 years. What do you see? What do you envision?
Yeah. So as you know, the sports betting laws are changing, right? And I think you can see now just over the last 3 or 4 months how the relaxation of the sports betting laws are now influencing the game and the communication around the game. I mean, never before did you see the spreads and the odds and all this, you know, on each game so heavily advertised and marketed. I think that's going to continue. The lines between fantasy sports and sports betting, they've always kind of blurred, right? So I think the interconnection between those two will continue to grow and make, you know, I think it's going to continue to grow. And I think the size of the market will continue to expand. Sports betting has always been, I mean, it's been pretty prominent internationally. I think the U.S. is now going to catch up to the international you know, sort of sports betting play. And I think fantasy is going to be right behind it. It's going to end up being, you know, sort of as big as sports gambling internationally. Right now, pay-in amounts for fantasy are expected to hit $14 billion in 2020, which is twice as much as what was reported last year. So I don't think that's going to slow down. I think now that it's expected, or I think now that it's easier to play fantasy sports and bet on sports, I don't see the market. I see the market growing. I don't think that's slowing down at all. Over the next 5 years, I think it's going to be easier to bet on sports, whether it's fantasy or legalized gambling. I mean, it won't be long before you walk into a stadium in the United States, in a, you know, in Yankee Stadium and Wrigley Field, and order a hot dog and bet on the game at the same time, right? So,
especially, I think with those Raiders in the moving to Vegas, right?
Exactly, moving to Vegas, absolutely. So, I don't see it slowing down. I think it's going to be, I think there are going to be more players. I think I see international growth in the fantasy sports world. Soccer, cricket. I mean, you'll be surprised. There are some huge international followings now. And I don't see that slowing down. And I think that some of the U.S. fantasy players will move beyond U.S. games, baseball and football, and begin to participate in some of these other sports if money is moving more frequently. And, you know, it's just easier to bet, and the odds and all of that stuff. All the, if the data is there and the stats are there, you see that now. You see that there are more people entering the space, offering more data, offering more statistics. That's going to continue. And if that data is there, you're going to have more and more people playing because they don't have to necessarily be fans that love the sport. They just have to be able to manipulate the data. Right?
That's crazy. So,
yeah.
It's crazy. I didn't think too much about the, you know, maybe the people here enjoying rugby, you know,
and certain,
you know, just looking at the stats and going, man, this team, they dominate time of possession. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, how can people find out more information? If somebody's listening to this and they're interested in learning more, not only about the equity campaign that's running right now, but just League Swipe in general, what are some of the things that they can do to kind of reach out and get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So you can check us out on social media. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, leagueswipe.com. You can hit me up personally at play, at leagueswipe.com. And LeagueSwipe is spelled LEAGUESWYPE. Hit me up at play at leagueswipe.com. More than happy to chop it up, tell you a little bit more about what we're building at LeagueSwipe. Tell you my picks for next week and all that good stuff. But hit us up, follow us on Twitter, Instagram as well, leagueswipe.com, and leave a note, man. We're very responsive. We want to hear from you. So
cool.
Check us out.
Awesome. Well, Darius, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know there's a lot going on, a lot of plates spinning right now. And I think this is a very intriguing campaign. And I think for me, I just see the potential is gigantic. I think that you can be a major player in controlling money coming back and forth in this, in these industries. Cause I think they're I agree with you. I think they're going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So like Darius said, if you guys have any questions, obviously reach out. I'll have the links in all the stuff that I'm sending out through all the social channels I'm doing. So reach out, connect. And Darius, I appreciate you taking time.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Bye. All right. Take care.
All right. What a great conversation there. So again, this campaign, you know, it's slugging, it's going along, but if you're thinking about maybe investing, if you like what you heard here, maybe make sure you reach out to Darius if you have any questions or anything along those lines. And then also, you know, make sure you check out all the campaigns that we're working on. We've got a ton of stuff going on over on WeFunder. We've got a lot of stuff on Start Engine. So a lot of opportunity out there to invest. It doesn't have to just be for the, you know, for the big VC firms anymore. Anybody can be an investor. So, all right, song we're listening to right now is a song called Yesterday Superstar. I think it's a pretty good song. So go check that out. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you leave a review. Subscribe. Tell your friends and family. All right. Have a great rest of the day. And on my own, and I cry my last tears and die.
Feel like